Safe and fun for the whole family. 88.9 Shine FM, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist at Eckert Psychology and Education Center, each Wednesday morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, we started a great topic for August last week here to help out, especially our youth after the last couple of years here. Seven essentials for encouraging gratitude in your children post-pandemic.
Yes, so I do have a real care and concern for the mental health impact that COVID-19 had for our kids. And summer is a great time to rebuild their resources and to help them heal from some of the losses that have occurred through the last 2.5 years. This is based on the seven essential themes underlying the 32 concrete strategies in Making Grateful Kids by Bono and Froe. And today is spend time with your kids.
Nice.
Another way to spell love is T-I-M-E, Mike.
So true.
Yeah, believe it or not, children, and yes, even adolescents, like being with their parents. Giving a child a lot of quality time with you teaches them the language of love, life's greatest gift. So this summer, savor every moment together, big and small, and try and rid yourselves of distractions at those times, including your smartphones. Being mindful helps you maintain empathy towards a child. And this provides important modeling of empathy, the most important emotion for developing gratitude and moral behavior. So I just want to say that again, Mike. The most important emotion for developing gratitude and moral behavior is empathy. And God has built our brain that if I am empathic towards my child, the centers in their brain light up. So we call these mirror neurons. So every time we are empathic to our child, we build that capacity within their brain.
Awesome.
So go and enjoy that second half of summer. Find moments to be together, sharing in your favorite traditions where technology is not present. This could be baking, board games, or talked by the fire with hot cocoa in hand. By keeping the scheduled activities low, we leave lots of room for the treasured gift of being with each other. Because,
indeed.
Mike, what is another way to spell love?
T-I-M-E.
Good job, Mike. You were listening.
Totally. No, I think that's awesome. And, yeah, it doesn't have to be costly at all. Just spend time.
Exactly.
Love it. Okay, we'll continue this next week. For now, share a little bit with our Shine family about Eckert Center, please.
Well, we are a one-stop shop for the whole family. We provide services to children, teens, and adults. We provide not only counseling services, but also psychoeducational assessments, which assist with determining how children learn best and how to support their school programs. And we have our academic intervention programs that assist children who are struggling in their learning with direct one-to-one support.
Okay. Indeed, a one-stop shop. Two shops, actually, north and south locations. EckertCenter.com for more information or to book an appointment. And every week, Kimberly blesses someone in our Shine family with a free initial visit. Who's that going to go to?
Let's go with caller number 4 today.
Caller 4, 403-276-8888. Well, Kimberly, thank you for helping us all take better care of our families, and we'll continue this next week.
Sounds great. Have a good day, Mike.
Thank you.